case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I can't believe they made it a year, but Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin made it a whole year.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's the year anniversary. They just celebrated it. And so now Hailey Baldwin's doing interviews talking about how online haters made her second guess her marriage.
Oh, yeah. Well, internet will come for you like that, bro.
This is what she said in the new article that came out with her interview. She said, "You can't help but wonder, does someone see something I don't?" The answer is, yes, Hailey, we do. Yes, we do. Correct. You are correct.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she said that it really has made her question her relationship. She said, "Nobody from the outside really knows what's going on between us, but you have hundreds of thousands of comments bombarding you with, he's never going to this, you're never going to that, you'll be divorced by then." She goes, "You can't help but wonder, does someone see something I don't?"
Yeah. That makes me think, though.
Yes, we do.
Well, yes.
I think, like,
usually the answer is yes.
Well, you got people like us saying the same thing, or people like, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody's going to criticize every single move that you make.
Getting married
that young, that quick, having that many issues. We know what Justin Bieber's been through. We know
true.
He hasn't gotten himself right.
The odds are not with you.
Yes.
The odds are already against you for being dumb and getting married that young.
Yeah.
And then the odds are against you because, you know, he can't even really live a normal life at this point.
At all.
And won't for years, if ever.
No.
So, good luck with that.
Hey, they're going to get right with God, though. They'll be good.
Oh,
they'll
my
be
God.
Good. They'll be good. They'll go to Kanye West services, and they'll be fine.
Sunday service, get right with the Lord.
Right.
Do you think, though, they're sitting in a room together now going, we can't, like, they want to split up. They're like, we're having all these issues, but we can't split up. People think we're going to split up. We must stay together and stay strong.
No. I think they'd be done with each other if they wanted to be done with each other.
Probably. Well,
and that's what bonds people sometimes in those relationships is, oh, everyone's against us.
Us against the world.
It's what's against blood.
The bunker
like,
mentality.
No, really.
Yes.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
It's how they, you know, justify it in their mind. But hey, they said they found a rhythm now.
Right.
She's 22. She said, now it's easier because we found a rhythm.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. 22, married, hoping it'll last.
Well, I'm going to go stalk them on Instagram right now.
Oh, my God.
Make
nothing
some
less than
comments.
Hollywood or regular life, okay? Even in regular life, you can't win.
That's
so
how it works.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have good news to start the day? Because it's Monday. It's hard to dig deep for good news, especially when it's kind of blah outside this morning.
It's our last week of summer.
I know.
Fall starts a week from today, so I gotta go get my boots out.
Yes.
My pumpkin spice latte and my scarves.
Gotta start layering. Gotta get the flannels out.
Yes.
It's time.
Gotta get the boots out.
Tis the season.
Gibbons, you want to start with good news?
My good news is my trip to Cleveland was awesome.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Got there. Went to the Christmas Story House. Remember that movie, A Christmas Story? That plays on TNT for 24 hours.
How can we forget?
Yeah.
Went to the Christmas Story House. Saw a rock and roll show. Made it home in one piece. All fun and games, baby.
You'll shoot your eye out. Did you get to go in the house at all? Was
no,
it closed?
It was closed at that point. Yeah, we got there by the time it was closed. But took some selfies outside. It was fantastic.
Nice.
Good times. Yes.
My good news is I got to hit up Costco this weekend, and I hit it right before it closed, and I enjoyed one of their $1.50 hot dogs.
Oh.
Have you tried the $1.50 hot dog at Costco?
Well,
it's
I've eaten the pizza and the hot dogs at Sam's, and I've eaten them for full-on meals.
Oh,
like, I used to go pick up a pizza from there.
Yeah, you can do the same thing at Costco, but I think Costco would probably trump Sam's Club. Now, I haven't tried Sam's Club to compare.
Well, then how would you know?
I wouldn't. That's why I'm saying I wouldn't know, but the Costco one was pretty damn good. It's a lot to live up to. As far as an all-beef hot dog goes, man.
Man, but to eat the hot dog that they put out right before store closing, Riggs, you're... That's wild, man.
I know. It's still delicious.
Mm-hmm.
For $1.58.
I would have eaten it.
For $1.58, I'll put that hot dog in my mouth. I don't care.
Sign me up.
Go ahead and pull that for a promo. Allie, what's your good news?
My good news is I saw Hustlers this weekend with J-Lo and Cardi B and Lizzo.
Yes.
And it just, the list goes on. And so I'll tell you guys about it this morning.
Ooh,
because
okay.
I was quite surprised by how I felt about it.
Really?
It's not what I expected to happen.
Oh. Right.
I was surprised.
I'll tell you about it at what, 7:30 this morning?
Yes. Right. There you go.
Fantastic. It's Kiss FM. All good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Bart Starr's wife, Sherry Starr, was brought out onto the field yesterday for the Packers game by none other than Brett Favre.
Oh, my God.
It's a pretty cool moment.
Mm-hmm.
Packers fans have been pretty fortunate in the quarterback world, man.
you think?
You think?
Yeah.
You think? You know, people like going from Bart Starr back in the day. Orestes Solo passed away back in May, and then you had Brett Favre
passed away back in May.
Did I say Bart Favre?
I don't know. You said it fast that I didn't know what the hell you said.
Bart Starr and Brett Favre.
Is this guy some caffeine, Jesus?
Brett Favre and Bart Starr.
Good God, yes.
That was a cool moment, and the Packers then ended up beating the Vikings yesterday.
There was another cool moment while the Bart Starr celebration was going on, while Brett Favre was out there.
Yes.
I got goosebumps saying it because they showed it on the TV for like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
At one point, Aaron Rodgers runs over to Brett Favre as he's standing there, taps him on the shoulder. They do a little fist bump, a quick little hug, and then Aaron Rodgers goes back and preps for the day. And I was like, those are boys. That's 30 years of quarterback right there.
All right there.
Mm-hmm. Bart Starr won 5 NFL championships.
Hell yeah, dude.
The literal first two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
Dude, the Packers have been the greatest team in football for, you know, it's the 100th season. For 100 years, they've been the best team, damn it.
Yeah, they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they proved it yesterday, so I hope they can keep that up, right?
Yeah.
Go Pack.
Go Pack, go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so it's time for people to start getting sentenced. And Felicity Huffman officially sentenced. Did you see this?
Oh, no.
I was so worried about her. She only got 14 days in prison for the college bribery.
Wait.
14 days, okay. And a $30,000 fine and 250 hours of community service.
Yeah.
She will report to prison on October 25th.
Uh-huh.
So we don't know where she's going to go yet, but she will go for, she'll be there for a day.
Remember, though, she was the one that she owned up to it.
She took
accountability for it.
Yes.
She was the one that did. Lori Loughlin showed up, glad-handing fans, signing autographs, and saying, oh, no, we didn't know what was going on. Oh, poor me. I'm the victim here.
They were saying, like, Lori Loughlin really thought she was going to get out of it. She really was not processing what was about to happen to her. Like, she was in denial, essentially.
Right.
She really didn't understand the severity of the situation.
Right, and you're going to get out of it. Look, Felicity Huffman is going to get out of it. She's probably going to come clean. She's got a movie coming out on Netflix, or is it as a movie? Movie or a series coming out on Netflix.
Felicity Huffman does.
Oh.
Well, she said in court, Felicity Huffman did, I'm deeply ashamed of what I've done. At the end of the day, I had a choice to make. I could have said no. So she took responsibility and she got 14 days and they'll do the Paris Hilton thing where she goes for a day and gets out. Because what the hell are we putting people in prison for that are not a real threat to society?
Right.
And that goes not just for Felicity Huffman, that goes for a lot of people in prison.
Yes.
But she's just one of them that is literally not affecting my life right now.
No.
And is Lori Loughlin still looking at 40 years? Because when she first went to court, they were like, if you're going to say you didn't do it, we're going to give you 40 years. You're looking at a long sentence.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It's just as the legal system, how can you justify putting somebody that did that in prison for 40 years and wasting a resource for 40 years over what she did when you have a legit offender, somebody that's murdering people or stealing?
It's like, ethically, you suck.
Yes.
You have no ethics or real morals or good character, but that's your own problem. Live in your own house with those problems. I don't give a damn.
It's funny because it's true.
Put her on house arrest.
Whatever.
You have to live in a lighthouse now.
Because
that's what you're
going to
do.
Stupid.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Gibbons, you're already a hairy individual. So
yes.
How did things manage to get hairy? Hairier.
You know how sometimes in a life or death situation they use the term things got hairy?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was in a hairy situation in Cleveland on Friday night.
Okay, please, elaborate.
Went on a road trip to Cleveland, Ohio to go see one of my favorite bands, The Starting Line. They were doing a 20th year anniversary tour.
Right.
Not coming near here, so I wanted to go and see their set, right?
Yeah, sure.
So we get to Cleveland. It's a nice, smooth ride. Me and my girlfriend, Erin.
Mm-hmm.
She came along for the road trip.
Nice.
We get to Cleveland. We check into our hotel. Things are great and good. We've got a little bit of downtime before the show, so we went and did some touristy things. Did you guys know the house from A Christmas Story is in Cleveland, Ohio?
I did not know that. I know it takes place in Griffith, Indiana in the movie.
I
want to see a baseball game in Cleveland, and we didn't even go to that house.
Dude, no.
It's in the middle of the hood.
Is it?
You're driving through like I might
get... Like the Shameless house in Chicago.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or the Michael Jackson house. There's a Michael Jackson house in Gary that's just like that.
Although the Sex in the City house was not in the hood. That was not in the hood when I went to that one, and I did go to that one.
Neither was the Full House house when I went to that one in San Francisco.
Yeah, right? But this one was. So we went there. We got to see that. We get to the show. There's like a rainstorm starting. We get in just in time. And we're like right behind the mosh pit, right? There's like the big mosh pit, a little barrier, and we're right behind that.
At the Christmas Story house?
No, at the concert.
So for a second, I was like, holy cow.
No.
The Christmas story
was lit, man.
We were the only ones at the Christmas Story house, which was kind of disappointing, right?
Oh, okay.
But it was close.
And I think it's probably worn out its welcome at this point. Right. The people that have been to it because nobody's going to Cleveland otherwise.
All right, seriously.
So the mosh pit at the concert, not the Christmas Story house. Continue.
So I'm like, do I go into the mosh pit? Because I've always been that guy at the show.
Yeah.
I decide to go in, and I'm in the mosh pit for, without exaggeration, 15 seconds. I jump up, and when I go to fall down from my jump up, I slip on beer that's on the floor, and I go down. I go down.
Isn't that the point of getting in a mosh pit? Yeah. Like, you asked for it when you got in. I don't really know what you thought was going to happen.
I thought maybe the floor would be not as slick as it was.
And you'd have a smooth, non-getting hurt moment. But in a mosh pit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe my logic wasn't the greatest, but I wasn't the only one who thought that we'd be okay, because after I fell, someone falls on top of me, slips in the beer and falls on top of me. Before long, I'm at the bottom of a 30-person pile, and I'm gasping for air. I don't want to die in Cleveland. I can't die in Cleveland.
No. I'm a middle-aged dude in a mosh pit, and I'm about to die.
What the hell am I doing?
In Ohio. Cleveland.
Oh, man.
What the hell happened to me?
It gets to a point where the band has to stop the show briefly to be like, there's a bunch of people on the ground falling. Can we just calm down for a second? And if someone's falling next to you, pick them up.
I like when bands do that, because people get crushed. There's like little girls that are at some of these shows, like younger people.
Little girls. There's 33-year-old men named Gibbons who are at the bottom of this pile sweating their balls off trying not to die, Riggs.
Every time I've been at a concert and I've seen a mosh pit, I stare at it from afar and I laugh and I go, you people are morons and I don't understand why this is fun.
And
really don't.
They're usually very courteous. I was in a mosh pit once. No, I'm telling you. I was in a mosh pit at a show once and this guy looked me right in the face and ran up to me and slammed into me.
Uh-huh.
I fell back on my butt. He went up and he goes, bro, are you okay? And I was like, yeah. He reaches down and picks me up. He goes, you sure? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. He goes, all right. And then shoves me and keeps going.
Riggs,
that was the exact scene where I was. But when someone reached to pick me up, they fell down in the beer. And then the person with them fell down in the beer. And before long, there's 50 of us surrounded by beer.
Because it's now middle-aged guys.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
None of them have their balance.
And guess
so
what?
So they're pushing each other. Yes.
I'm saying this on the record.
And they're all falling over.
On the record, on tape.
With a bunch of Santa Clauses and like dominoes.
If you're going to say something on the record on tape, stand on that chair, because that's what you do. That's your thing. So please endanger your life further.
Let me make sure that I pull my pants up, because I lost my belt while I was in
Cleveland. Anytime Gibbons makes a statement, he has to...
My belt broke, yes.
Anytime he makes a statement, he has to stand on a chair, which you can't see, but now you can visualize if you're driving. So,
from this moment forth,
yes.
I, Ryan Gibbons, declare on this, the 16th day of September, the year of our Lord 2019, I am no longer going to be that old guy in the mosh pit trying to beat up little kids and get to the front of the line.
Thank you.
I will no longer be that guy.
Congrats. Yes.
Can't risk my health anymore, damn it. I can't do it.
Thank you.
I still think mosh pits are bizarre.
They really are. And as I'm getting older, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? You're running around punching each other instead of enjoying the music.
There's other ways to get your anger and aggression out.
Yes. Seriously.
Try kickboxing.
Kickboxing would be a good start.
Journaling, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good...
good face punch.
Read a book, for crying out loud.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Do you even vape, bro? It's 103.7 Kiss FM. So vape pens have been a lot in the news lately. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, big time. They're saying don't use them, right?
Right. There was that big bust they had down in Racine or Kenosha. The guys busted with a whole crap ton of vape cartridges. They were manufacturing them in their house. And like, they had people working on payroll and they were selling them and manufacturing them illegally.
Gosh, and it's like New Jack City, but with
straight
pot.
Up, dude.
Yes.
You don't know what New Jack City is, do you, intern?
Like breaking,
you're way like, too young for New Jack. New Jack City was just one of those movies about Chris Rock. Well, Chris Rock was in it and they were like dealing crack and Wesley Snipes. Anyway.
Yeah. How about it's like Breaking Bad with THC?
It's an oldie, but a goodie. Breaking Bad. THC. There we go. She's still looking at us with a blank face.
They were the Walter Whites and Jesse Pinkmans of the run. They were these two brothers. But, now these people are going on social media. These teenagers are smashing their Juul pens because I guess they've banned in some areas. They've tried to ban like the flavored e-cigs now because they appeal to kids because their flavors like bubble gum and mm-hmm. fresh French toast. Yes. I've seen some with like cereal brands on them before that they're talking about. So you like Blueberry is one.
Allegedly. There's supposedly a Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They put all these,
I heard one time somewhere.
Well, they put all these additives in them, and some of them you don't know what they're putting in it. And some of these people are buying their vape pens or cartridges on the black market. You don't know what people are putting in this stuff, and you're putting it in your lungs, so... Obviously, the government's like wanting to step in and make sure, well, if you're going to put something in your lungs.
There's something in the THC ones, and the doctor was explaining this to me the other day.
Oh?
Some kind of vitamin E something. I don't even, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know.
I said vitamin E acetate. I don't know what
there
that is,
go.
But that doesn't sound
good. It's not good for you, apparently, and... Yeah, so are that's what's causing, because people are like ending up in the hospital, and these are like kids.
With like lung disease
and
stuff.
Yeah, it's not even like a 60-year-old man, it's like an 18-year-old. So
right.
That's pretty bad.
And they're the guys with the big clouds too. Have you seen the guys with the big boxes?
Rinks. Clouds? What do you mean?
I call them douche clouds. They're these guys and they have like those big vape pens, and they'll suck on it, and all of a sudden this huge plume of smoke will come around them, and they're... I've seen them all the time, like walking out of an auto shop, or they're walking out of the back of a 7-Eleven, or somebody walking out of a bathroom, just a huge cloud of smoke. It comes out
of cars, too. You see it in people's cars, too.
Yes, I was going to say, they're hot boxing
in
their cars.
You see them.
Yes.
And I'm like, is that cigarettes or is that marijuana?
What could that
be? What are you smoking? Pump the smoke out the window.
In the meantime, another news, stay off our lawn.
Yeah, Danny, come on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So Liam Hemsworth is now claiming that he had no clue that their split was going to go public. They had been split up for months. They weren't wearing their rings. They were photographed not wearing their rings, but neither one had talked about it or admitted it to anyone. They were just separated. Well, he said he was blindsided when Miley made it public that they were getting divorced, or separated rather, which explains why he filed for a divorce like 3 days later.
Yeah.
Because he was pissed.
Yeah.
But what I think happened was she got busted screwing around with Caitlyn Carter.
Yeah,
and
that's
when
right.
those pictures came out, I think she had to say they were separated. And then he was like, what the hell? You didn't tell me I was in Australia.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me you were going to like announce it to the world.
Yeah.
And then he filed for divorce. So that didn't last very long, boy.
No, man.
Jeez. I can't imagine getting blindsided with divorce news and not knowing about it, being halfway around the world.
Yeah, right?
All over
well,
the place.
I can
place.
Imagine
like,
it in my own house and not being halfway around the world. Let me tell you.
Right.
It's a hell of a statement from somebody when you're not expecting it.
Yes, right.
Dear God.
Divorce?
Say what?
What? Huh? Wait, literally, it was like, huh? I say what?
Huh?
Pardon?
Wait.
Huh?
Huh? It's not like
I'm
bought
pregnant.
It.
What do you mean you want a divorce?
It's not like...
I'm sorry. I think I misheard you.
Right. It's not like I bought a new car and didn't tell you. That's I'm ending something. This is like the equivalent of a death, essentially.
Uh-huh.
Jeez, Louise. It is.
It really is.
Do you know how much grief counseling they gave me for my divorce?
Yeah.
I was like, but he's alive! He's alive!
Oh, God.
And they're like, we know.
Third
we know. Like, but he's not dead.
Oh, man.
I'm mourning a guy that's alive. It's the worst
that
mind odd. F ever, dude.
Seriously.
It is, but that's how you have to deal with it, essentially. Deal with it like a death.
Yeah.
Moving
crazy.
Forward.
So anyway, so Liam Hemsworth says he had no clue Miley was going to announce that they were separated, and then he filed for a divorce, obviously. And she's claiming, oh, he knew.
Okay, I'm sure, I'm sure he'll bounce back just fine.
You think?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Time for that tasty review, Allie.
Oh, tasty? I don't know about tasty, let me tell ya.
Oh,
because
wow.
I went to see Hustlers this weekend. And first of all, can I just say, people that don't buy tickets online, I don't understand you. You are weird. The people that go and wait in line, and there's this like long line. And,
yeah.
Like, so I go to, we went to the Ridge. I was with Pottery Guy, a little date night.
Aww.
Went to the Ridge in New Berlin, and I'm bought my tickets online because it was a Saturday night. Just bought them on the app or whatever.
Buy them online.
And then I have them on my phone and I get in there and I'm thinking everybody's buying them on their online because you have to reserve seats now.
Yes.
So it's a Saturday night. Like how would, what if you get there and there's no seats?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or what
for
if you get
for the movie you want?
Or worse, you're stuck down in the front, very front
which
row
is
all the way to the
what
side.
What could happen?
Yes.
Totally.
Yes.
It's
the worst.
You know, so it happened with my son's birthday party. We took up like three rows. And I remember looking down and going, that one family had no idea idea there was a birth. They should have booked before. Yeah. Let me tell you. You would have known there were no seats for you in the back.
Yeah.
But so I go there and I was so happy. So I just want to throw that out there. Buy your movie passes online.
Yes.
Walk right up, have them scan it and keep it moving because we passed like 25 people doing that. Yeah. And I just don't understand why people are wasting their time.
And the Marcus app is super easy to use,
by
the
so
way.
Easy.
So easy.
Yeah.
So easy. Simple.
And so yeah. So anyway, go see Hustlers. And I was like super disappointed.
Really?
Oh, dude.
I thought it was going to be so much better. Like, it's not that it was bad, but it was kind of like a chick flick in the end. I thought it was going to be like more adult sexual, like, you know, story about these strippers ripping off the guys on Wall Street because they were just awful human beings and didn't care about any of us and during the recession.
Yeah.
But it was kind of corny at times. Like, and maybe it's because they were corny because they're strippers.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, honestly. But J-Lo plays like the head one who organizes the whole thing where they start drugging and ripping these guys off. They run their credit cards and then they bring them back and the guys can't tell anyone because they've been cheating on their wives or spending $5,000 at a strip club the night before.
Uh-huh.
So they're telling anyone, they're just getting taken for it.
Uh-huh.
And the weird part was these guys would keep coming back.
Yeah,
like they would come like four times before they would quit.
Well, these guys were making
stupid
money hand over fist too at that time.
Yeah,
they were
dumb
millions,
money.
millions.
And they
millions
talk about that in the movie. The layers of men, they would go. They knew which guys to go for.
Yeah.
And who would spend the most? Who were the cheap ones and stuff? But I was shocked. Cardi B and Lizzo, tiny parts.
I did
Cardi
hear
B's
that.
Barely in it. Cardi B's barely in it, but Cardi B is funny. Lizzo, super quick.
Yeah.
Just plays one of the girls in the strip club.
Oh, man.
I mean, you don't see her that long, but Cardi B was really funny. But obviously, J-Lo and who is it? Candace Wu, I want to say.
Yeah.
From...
gets the most screen time.
From I'm blanking out on Crazy Rich Asians. Thank you.
I wanted to say that, but I didn't want to be offensive. I'm like,
that's the name of the movie.
The movie
is called Crazy Rich Asians.
But I didn't know that she was for sure in it. You know?
Okay.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it was interesting because it's a true story, but... Oh.
Gibbons has his hand up, yes.
It was kind of corny at times.
Okay, there's like a two thumbs up, whatever the Siskel and Ebert review was. You get one thumb up, two thumbs up, one thumb half up. How would you rate it?
Pottery Guy fell asleep, by the way. And it's
whoa!
So if that tells you anything during a movie about strippers,
if he fell asleep, yeah.
What does that tell you?
Dude.
Tells you the seats are really comfortable in those Marcus theaters.
Yeah, well, he even said that. He's like, I got the love seat.
Yes.
And he goes, I've never sat in one of these. I go, how have you never sat? Has anyone go to the movies? Hello? How have you never sat in the Dream Loungers, dude? They're phenomenal.
The first time you sit in one of those,
it
is an experience.
Maybe that's why he fell asleep.
It's over, yeah.
Because you're like reclined back.
It is game over because you're not used to the back all crunched over and the flip down seat. It's not like that anymore.
Well, and the couple next to us had a blanket. And I was like, what the hell are you doing under your blanket? But I've never even thought to bring a blanket.
Oh, I have.
It's like a whole nother step.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Kevin said I'd bring a blanket to the movies.
You're damn right, dude.
Yeah, and then I'll just leave it at that. I'm not
so
say
how many stars? I mean, thumbs or how many stars would you give it?
I have
zero to five.
Two thumbs.
Yes.
I'll give one. Because I would say it's not that you shouldn't go see it. Just don't have high expectations. It's going to be this Oscar movie. You know what I mean? It's more of kind of
hold on though
about the relationship the women had together. But you do see it, like J-Lo puts it down. You could probably just YouTube the strip club scene that she does. She does. She comes like her opening part. She comes out and does a hell of a dance.
But Allie, seeing that on the big screen is enough for the price of admission for me. I would go see it. I swear to God, just for that.
A body double for J-Lo. I just want to throw it out there.
What?
No, you could tell. Like, some of it was hers. You could tell when it was her body and when it wasn't. I could because that's what I was thinking about. Now, I'm probably ruining it for you by telling you this because you're going to think about this, but
hell no.
She's doing this whole scene, you know, like the 3-minute dance
where
she makes her entrance in the movie.
Because
she's the star of the club. She makes the most money. Men love her. But there were times where she was spinning around and I was like, that's not her butt.
That's a butt double. Butt double.
And they would do the shot where you could see her face. And you would see her face and back to no face. And I'd be like, body double.
Yeah.
And then you would see her face and her body. And I'd be like, okay, that's her. But the stuff they do with movies now, man.
Was there nudity at all? Or was this like a PG-13?
We saw boobs.
Okay.
No, it's rated R.
All right.
This takes
okay
place in a strip club, for Christ's sake.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We're
talking about Hustlers with J-Lo and Cardi B and Lizzo and all them.
If you saw it this weekend, you can text to 71037.
Are they texting?
Yes, Allie. You're not the only one who didn't think it was great.
What'd they say?
Super corny. Someone texted to 71037.
Corny? I was sad.
And my boyfriend fell asleep too. So
two dudes fell asleep during a strip club movie? What does that tell you?
That's a bummer right there.
Take that
man
other thumb and put it down.
Honestly though, man.
Jeez.
There you go.
I honestly don't know of anyone who has kids and are married that can actually afford to go to the movies, the movie theater anymore. Being a mom kind of sucks a little.
Right.
Well, fun date night out. I mean, come on. Right?
Go buy it on your you can buy the movie for $12 then. Yes. Go to the movies for $13. Yes. What do you want?
103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Time for Hell to the Gnaw.
Hell no. To the
ruined a perfectly good pair of shoes this weekend, you guys.
Why?
I wasn't thinking ahead. You know, it had been monsooning on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
So Saturday, when I'm like, I'm going to go to Greenfield Park for the JDRF walk, the one walk for type 1 diabetes.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. No problem. Forgetting that there's mud all over the place. It was like muddy everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
All around. They had the tent set up in the dry area, but to get there was like this muddy area that everybody had to like trench through.
Yeah,
luckily, everybody that got there earlier had like galoshes on. They trepped up. They were like, hey, what's up? Yeah, I should have worn boots. No. I ruined a perfectly good pair of sneakers.
And that was where?
I was in Greenfield Park on Saturday.
That's where
yes.
I'm going to be this on Saturday for the Ovarian Cancer Alliance, the Wisconsin Ovarian Cancer Alliance Walk.
Yes.
It's a mouthful.
Well, make sure you don't wear shoes that you like.
I'm hoping it's dry by this weekend.
Yes.
Or boots to the walk.
Wasn't even thinking about it.
It's funny you brought up the walk because, you know, I was supposed to do the MS walk. I don't know if you saw this on my story, but
what happened?
Literally, I had gotten a new couch and recliner, and they were going to deliver it this Wednesday. They called me Saturday night and said, can we deliver on Sunday? I said, hell yeah.
Yeah.
No time, though. Just can we change your delivery? It was like a text. Wait,
I'm sorry.
And
they were going to deliver it this coming Wednesday, and so they're bringing it
early. They were bringing it early.
Okay,
they
cool.
were going to bring it yesterday.
Yeah.
I said, hell yes, thinking they'll come at like noon, 2, whatever. I'll see
right.
them in the afternoon. 8:30, I'm getting ready to leave to go to the MS walk in Waukesha, and I get a call. Your furniture's on the way, and now I cannot go to the MS walk.
Oh,
I have
God.
Signed up for. Because who's going to get my furniture?
Right? Seriously.
Who's going to sit at my house?
Pottery guy, hello.
Yeah. Pottery guy did not. Pottery guy went home. So thanks for nothing, pottery guy. No, he had to go take care of his dogs.
Oh.
So I went, did not go to the MS walk. So I was kind of pissed. I was like, this is a hell to the no.
Right?
Seriously.
Because you're happy you're getting the furniture, but
you
of all the
there.
Hours in the Sunday, that's the 30-minute window that I got to go?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even make this up.
And you can't even be like, hey, bring it back later, because you're already doing me a favor by bringing
right.
it early.
Right.
You're already
I couldn't
nice.
Even say no. Don't come.
Don't do it.
You know what? Bring it on Wednesday. It's fine. Bring it back. Take it back.
Yeah. Go back to Wednesday.
Go back to Wednesday. You got something that happened that made you go hell to the no? 414-799-1037, or you can text us to 71037.
People that don't buy their movie passes online and wait in line at the movies for
right?
20 minutes. I don't
Seriously.
Get that.
Seriously. Come on.
Save yourself the hassle. Do it ahead of time. What's your hell to the no?
To the no.
Can I read the last text
no.
we just got to 71037?
Yeah.
Yes.
When you get two tattoos on Friday, since it's Friday the 13th and tattoos are super cheap, and your mom flips out, I'm 22. Let me make my own bad decisions, mom.
Amen.
Yes.
Let That's me regret funny. This in 10 years, mom.
Mm-hmm.
Mom.
Come on, mom.
Mom! 414-799-1037. Ashley's on the phone. Ashley, you got a hell to the no? Ashley.
Yes.
Yes,
hey,
what
girl.
Happened?
So, she's calling from the South Side.
Oh, that's right.
What up, girl?
What's going on? Good morning.
Morning.
So, my hell to the no is when my dad baked a cheesecake
uh-huh.
and he puts it in the fridge to cool it off. What does the four-year-old do?
Oh.
The four-year-old goes in the fridge
uh-huh.
and makes a crater.
Oh, no! Grandpa didn't know you had got to hide food from kids? This is like rule number one in parenting. Hide the food.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Damn.
Or put it behind the milk or something that the kid can't pick up.
Yeah,
or put it in the vegetable crisper, somewhere the kid's not going to look.
So wait, I want to know, did you guys eat the cheesecake or did you cut around where the handprint was?
We cut around.
There you go.
Oh, hell yeah,
See,
you did.
Because it's nasty kid hands.
That's right.
Like, I can't eat where he touched.
That's making lemonade out of lemons. That's great.
Cheesecake. Dude, you can't waste the cheesecake.
Good for
Come
you.
On, man.
Don't waste a cheesecake. It's a life lesson. Ashley, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Oh, my God.
71037. You can also text us. My son's girlfriend of 2.5 years broke up with him on Friday the 13th.
Oh, man.
You know what she could have broke
up
with?
That's probably because it was Friday and she wanted to go out with somebody else. Not because it was Friday the 13th.
Let's
be real.
Let's be real. It was the weekend. That's why he got dumped.
Mm-hmm.
We got another call to 799-1037. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Kelly.
Kelly, what's your hell to the no?
Yeah, when my 2-year-old son decides to wake me up in the morning by peeing on my head.
Oh! No!
Why isn't he in a diaper?
He took it off.
Oh man! Oh, girl, I just want to have a martini with you and cry.
Seriously.
Long life talk.
Right? First one out of all five.
Oh, when they're little, it's the worst.
Oh, there it is. Reason number 73, why I don't want children.
Man.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks
well,
for calling.
Well, it's awesome now that they're older.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
To get through that crap
have
first.
A good one. Bye.
You too.
Oh, my God.
He peed on her head.
Look at that. Two of them. Two of the hell to the nose kid related. They're ruining cakes and they're ruining your morning. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Time now for Living Your Best Life. How are you living your best life? Can I tell you how my dog was living his best life last night?
Oh?
I accidentally dropped 3 turkey burger patties on the ground after I grilled them. They fell off the plate. It was a 100% legit accident. I tried to get it up, but I was like, you know what? Why am I going to do this? Why am I going to deny my dog 3 plain turkey burger patties?
Yeah.
Just let the damn dog live his best life.
Seriously.
Really?
Come on, man.
The worst I'm going to get is like an upset stomach, maybe, but he'll be fine. He's living his best life. He's a dog. It's the simple things in life. He's stuck in a house all day.
Seriously.
Let him eat a damn turkey burger.
Mm-hmm.
Living your best life. How are you living your best life? Were you living your best life this weekend in any way, shape, or form?
I got new furniture.
Oh, my God.
I got delivered.
You needed that, too, didn't you?
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
I've sat on your couch, and it's uncomfortable.
Oh, it's more than uncomfortable. It smelled. It smelled like dog.
Uh-huh.
It was old.
Uh-huh.
It was the fabric was wearing off.
Yeah.
It just sucked. In fact, it was the scene of the crime. I don't know if you know that. When I found out,
Jesus.
When everything went up in flames.
Oh, God, yes.
I found the text messages, the scene of the crime.
Yeah, get that karma out of your life.
I said, get that couch out of my life.
Yes.
I haven't wanted that couch in my life for 6 years.
Yes.
Question. It took 6 years.
Yes, Gibbons, question.
Is the old couch still in your possession?
Hell to the no. I looked at the delivery guys because they took it away.
Oh, nice.
Paid them to take it away.
Nice.
A little extra. I said, get that couch and you get the hell out of here.
Right. Seriously.
It's like, if only you knew where that couch has been, people.
Man.
See, if you lived out in the country, you could have set that thing on fire in the backyard.
That's what I was thinking.
Good old-fashioned couch burning.
I should have taken it back to my old house. The literal scene of the crime and burned it in the front yard.
Here, take this.
I'll show you.
Is that woman burning a couch in effigy in a front yard?
Yes,
she is.
It's like waiting to exhale on me. It's just me. It's just me and the couch. There's no girlfriends around me.
You'd be living your best life. It might be arson, but you're living your best life.
Hell yeah.
So how are you living your best life? Send us a text to 71037 or hell, just call us 414-799-1037. Living your best life. It's Kiss FM, huh?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand. At 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Who knew that a donut could break up a marriage, maybe? Very well may. I'm assuming that this couple was married.
You ever had someone mess with your donut on a Saturday morning? Try it once.
The hell of a thing, Allie, is it wasn't even over a literal donut. There was no donut involved. It was all over how the word donut is spelled. This couple was arguing.
Wait, that's an argument?
What? This was a literal argument I saw happening. So I'm
sitting. Well, they're too dumb to be married as it is.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
They had already been having some drinks. All right, because this was about halfway through the Packers game yesterday. I was at a bar watching it.
Okay.
Southridge Mall, and I see that this is couple over sitting by the exit. They keep pulling people to the side as they're trying to leave, and they're asking them a question. I'm like, why do they keep stopping people? So I asked the server, I go, what's going on at that table? The couple's arguing, they're talking to other people, they're pulling people to the side, asking them questions. They go, they're arguing over the spelling of the word donut. Because the way it's spelled on the bottle of beer that the guy ordered, it says D-O-N-U-T. But the wife was convinced, swearing up and down. She's an English teacher. No, it's spelled D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T. They have it spelled incorrectly on the bottle.
What?
And he was like, no, that's the way it's spelled. You can spell it either way. And she was like, no, it's wrong. It's dough as in D-O-U-G-H. This is what they were arguing about.
Uh-huh.
And I saw several times the man scoff off, and then the woman would scoff off and like
Yikes.
Look at something on her phone. why was this brought to such? Why was that such such an insane argument? And I don't think there's a difference, honestly, because I looked it up and you can spell it either way.
But
it doesn't
when you
matter.
Look it up and you say, "How do you spell donut?" It comes up D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T.
It does?
Yeah.
So maybe
I put,
she
how
was
do you
right.
spell donut? And I spelled donut, D-O-N-U-T.
Uh-huh.
And it comes up donut. So maybe the English teacher was pissed because she was right.
Right?
I was going to say she's a dummy English teacher, but maybe we're all dummies and no
maybe
wonder
we are.
She
Seriously.
Wouldn't let it go. Because think about if somebody tries to tell you something about your job.
Yes.
And you're like, don't try to tell me that you know more than me about my job, just, right?
Uh-huh.
In fairness, you'd be like, step.
I remember her saying the words, I'm an English teacher, I know what I'm talking about.
Why didn't they just freaking Google it?
I think they were.
Else.
But still, the guy would not believe it because it was printed on his beer bottle. He was like, no,
then why is it spelled this way on the bottle? Why is it spelled D-O-N-U-T on the bottle?
And I thought I was joking at first, but it got pretty heated. And I don't know what happened after this couple left.
Bro.
But I'm concerned about
Listen
the state
to this.
Of the world.
It says donut, D-O-N-U-T, is an Americanized shortened version
okay.
of donut that isn't correct.
All
but
right.
it is much less common. I see donut more than I see donut with a D-O-U-G-H.
I do too. I see the N-U-D-O-N-U-T. I see it shorter like that.
All the time.
When Dunkin' was Dunkin' Donuts, now just Dunkin', it
D-O-N-U-T.
Was D-O-N-U-T.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Honey Dip Donuts, D-O-N-U-T-S,
that's
right?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are also spelled the D-O-N-U-T-S. So
it's not his fault.
Right?
It's Honey Dip and Dunkin' Donuts' fault.
Yeah, damn
right?
it.
But I hope that if that couple is out there right now, I hope that you sowed those oats and you got that argument settled.
Well, Starbucks is the basic bitch. Let's see if they spell it right.
Starbucks?
See how good you are.
The
oh,
Starbucks?
They spell it with a D-O-U-G-H.
Oh, maybe Starbucks is the end-all be-all. They should be. Who knows?
Oh,
donut,
man.
Donut. They're both delicious, no matter what way you spell it, really.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
So a lot of companies have been taking the fall down for the opioid crisis. People are starting to take a little bit of accountability, or at least people are starting to pay out some lawsuits.
Well, I mean, they went out and they knew how dangerous these pills were and how addictive, and they covered it up.
Yep.
And they didn't want people to know, and they had doctors prescribing it. Now we got people addicted to opioids dying every day.
Yes.
So they're going to be held accountable for not telling us the truth. That's it.
That's what they
know?
Should be.
Next company to go down, they just filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Don't ask me what that means, but
it means they filed for bankruptcy.
And those different chapters mean different things. I don't know. But they are paying a crap ton of money on a whole bunch of lawsuits that basically are accusing them of perpetuating this because they're the makers of OxyContin, which is one of the biggest ones. They
yep.
got pretty much jump-started the opioid epidemic.
Yep.
Purdue Pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude.
And if you've seen some of the things that the owners of this company has said, like off on the record,
That's
off the record,
my
like
point.
All this stuff.
They're horrible. They tried to hide money so they couldn't be. They hid like billions of dollars so
uh-huh.
we couldn't sue them for it.
Dirtbags.
They were like loading up small pharmacies in these tiny little tiny little cities with crazy, insane amounts of opioids that they didn't even need. Yes,
awful.
So they're finally taking the fall for that. They're filing for bankruptcy, but just another one to fall. Remember, Johnson & Johnson was just in the news not too long ago for them taking some responsibility mm-hmm. and them paying some money for targeting their advertising for the opioids. So it's a big epidemic, and it's big in Milwaukee, too.
I mean, it's everywhere.
Huge.
Because then people can't afford that, so they turn to the street to get heroin,
yep.
which is another opioid, and then
mm-hmm.
people can't get a fix from that, and they want to see if they can push their limits. Then they're trying things like carfentanil and all these other awful...
Well, the fentanyl they don't know's in it. That's
right.
when you get a bad batch. That's
uh-huh.
the problem. Like, that's the stuff Michael Jackson died from.
Yeah, you don't know what these people are cutting their stuff with.
Terrible.
Hopefully a move in the right direction if the company is going to take some responsibility for it. They kind of are, but they kind of aren't, but still... It needs to be discussed. It
Hell
needs
yes.
to be addressed.
I agree.
It's definitely an epidemic, so things are happening with it. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi.
What up? Yo, hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so... I mean, I could say I don't know what's going on with this guy, but we all know what's going on with this guy. Lil Wayne.
Oh.
Not only canceled his tour appearance with Blink-182 in St. Louis, He went on and talked about how he was kicked out of the Ritz-Carlton in St. Louis.
Okay.
There were apparently lots of complaints because of the smell of pot. I can't say marijuana. I can't say marijuana sounds so ridiculous.
It does.
There was some smells of marijuana. Oh,
some THC was being consumed.
You smoke a pot or a joint or a blunt or whatever the hell you want to say.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And people were complaining that they were partying and it smelled like weed. So they supposedly kicked him out. Well, then he went on Twitter and said he voluntarily left. And then he said, I can't do the show tonight with Blink-182 because we got kicked out of our hotel.
Oh. Would you have to go sleep on your bus then?
Oh, no.
Your lavish tour bus?
He probably went home. He probably got on a damn private plane and said,
screw this.
He probably threw a fit, flew home, and then flew back the next day.
The same time, like the first day of the tour, he quit and then he left. And then, oh, no, I'm coming back.
It's not the first time he left the tour because he was upset the crowd wasn't big enough when he was opening for Blink 182. He straight up said, I'm not used to this. I'm out. And then he came back because he realized how ridiculous he sounded.
Come on, Weezy.
But we know he's had some issues with, some of the are up and stuff, and he keeps getting hospitalized for the seizures, so I worry about his health. Like Lil Wayne's one of those people that worries me. Like, is he going to be alive in 10 years? Like, I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he lives the lifestyle, and then he'll say that he's over it, and then you'll see him with the double cup of scissor.
Yeah, but he's in the hospital nonstop, and he's having seizures, but he's still drinking scissor.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like, what do you think that cup was? Oh my! And people who went to the Summerfest show told me that, like, he always had the cup.
Yeah.
You can't see what's in it, but what the hell do you have a cup for if... You know, we all know what's in it. Come on.
You're not walking around with, you have a water.
It's not a mystery.
You walk around with a bottle of water. What do you have that's in that cup?
I know what's in that cup.
Uh-huh. I was in Cleveland over the weekend at a rock show. I ran into people from all over the country. And there was one couple I met who was from Michigan who went to the Blink-182 Lil Wayne tour.
Yes.
And said Lil Wayne didn't show up until like halfway through the show. So Blink-182 had to go on first.
Uh-huh.
And then Lil Wayne hits the stage as the headliner and everybody left and he got all pissed off again.
God. I don't know why, you know, if he doesn't like performing, then why is he? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, if he'd rather produce and be behind the scenes, like, why are you putting, I don't really understand why he's touring if he doesn't like to do it.
You would think the guy's made enough of his money with all of his Cash Money millionaire stuff. Everything, all the money.
There's never enough money when it comes to rappers, bro. Come on, everyone knows that.
Yeah. Well, you can't smoke pot in a hotel room, especially Lil Wayne. Come on now.
Nope. You can't do that, brother.
Don't be stupid, you moron.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Wayne.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Did you learn anything on the show this morning, you two?
Yeah.
Huh? Heck yeah.
All right, what did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned something on the show that honestly and truly really bummed me out.
Yeah.
I learned from Allie that the movie Hustlers that I've waited for months to come out J-Lo and Cardi B and Lizzo in it was just a big old bowl of meh.
It was like, okay.
It was okay.
It was good, but it wasn't great.
Didn't make you jump up and clap at the end?
No.
Nothing like that? No?
Got corny at points. It's a true story, so it's fascinating, that part of it.
Did you learn anything about it, by the way? Did you learn anything new that you didn't know before?
About the story?
Yeah, the story.
Like, no, I knew they drugged these guys, these Wall Street guys, and took all their money.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I left knowing the exact same thing.
Oh, man.
I left knowing the exact same thing.
All right.
Disappointed.
Yeah.
Sucked. I learned something on the show this morning from Gibbons.
Oh?
That he has now proclaimed that he will not be that guy in a mosh pit anymore at a rock concert because he's too old for it now.
Nope.
He found himself at the bottom of a 30-person pileup at a rock concert in Cleveland.
It's a great idea when you're 21.
Oh, it's the best.
To jump in the middle and get beat up.
Well, sure.
I damn near lost my life getting trampled at a rock show because there was beer all over the floor and I tried to be a young kid in the pit and it didn't work in my favor.
No. Just stay in the back and watch like everyone else.
Yeah. Don't be stupid, you moron.
That's fine, Allie.
Hold on. I was also the only person at the show who, during the encore, held up a lighter for the encore.
Oh, God.
I swear to God.
Your phone light, like a normal person in 2019?
Nobody holds up lighters anymore. Nope. Come on, yes.
And then I got yelled at by security for having the lighter out. True story as well.
Of course they did.
Have you seen the fires at clubs in the past, like, 10 years?
Got to get the app that has the lighter on the screen, like the Zippo app. You seen those before?
Yeah, but I'm not
one of those.
I'm not smart enough to do that, Riggs. Come on.
You would go get an app before you would just use the damn light on your phone. True. Are you kidding me?
Allie, what did you learn on the show this morning?
I learned that donut is not spelled the way I thought because Riggs heard a couple arguing about the word donut and how to spell it. And he said it was D-O-N-U-T. And she said, no, it's D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T.
Yeah.
And when I Googled it, it's D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T.
I guess so.
So I guess so. I'm not going to stop spelling it D-O-N-U-T, but no, I just want you to know.
I'm also not going to stop eating them either way. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well, you're right. You're right.
Fair enough.
Thank you. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. J-Matt's up next. It's Shade with Trampoline. Trampolines are fun.
Yeah, they are.
Until you fall and break your arm, and then the kids won't stop jumping on you.
Stop jumping. I'm hurt.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.